Gippsland and the Latrobe Valley's Forever Classic 531 3GG. We find ourselves on another Tighten Up Tuesday with Stephen Gregory from Gregory's Fitness Centre. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Dixie.
The Olympics, they've come, they've gone. We now wait, well, 2 years for the Winter Olympics. I think that the Commonwealth Games are not too far away. Yep. And, of course, then we've got the winter, the summer again in 4 years' time. But it takes preparation.
Oh, exactly right. You've got to have a good stepping stone, a good base if you're going to start competing on such an elite level.
And the best foundation you can give yourself for your fitness is to go into the team at Gregory's Fitness Centre. And today we thought we might just touch on some of those exercises, some of those gym ones that are the most overrated of all time. In fact, we've come up with the top five.
First one's a simple sit-up.
Because a lot of people do it wrong, I've heard.
Normally, if you've got your feet supported, it's not the correct way to do it because it'll actually bring in your deeper muscles, like your really psoas muscle. So it's not targeting your abdominals as
so tight. You should really be lifting your knees as well as your
it's
as
probably
your
a better way to do that because very few people could actually do a sit-up with their feet on the ground with no support holding
okay.
them down. A lot of people will do sit-ups from the point of view of they think they're going to get a six-pack from doing that, but we've spoken in the past that you can't spot reduce.
No.
So no matter how many sit-ups you're going to do, it's not going to burn more fat on top of your abdominals. Yes, I often say abdominals are made in the kitchen.
Ah, there we go. So eat less, eat more of the right foods and smaller portions perhaps. I've never heard of this one before, but the cable wood chop, what's going on there?
Yeah, well, normally it's you're grabbing a cable from the top and you're rotating all the way through. So the idea of it is to target, again, the abdominals and your oblique muscles, which are to the side of your abdominals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're actually one of those things. They're very difficult to master to start off with.
Yep.
So if you've got incorrect form, they're not going to be doing you any good at all to start off with. You can run risk of injuring yourself. So it's sort of not a good one to really get into.
At number three, the box squat.
Yeah, this is when you're squatting to a box or a seat or something like that. But they don't go all the way down. They go to touch a box, which to me seems kind of...
You're setting
odd.
A limit. You should go down as far as you can and then extend
if
from there.
If you don't go deep enough in a squat, you don't get your glutes into it. So you're missing major, major muscle groups. And also it will throw your technique out because you're feeling for the box. You're waiting to touch it. You're getting right out of whack. So that's really something that you'll see a lot of people do in gyms is a box squat. And I say if you're going to do it all the way.
All right. So there's number three. Number four is the standing barbell curl.
So that's where you're standing straight, the arms are hanging down and you're pulling the weight up.
You're pulling the weight up.
Okay, look, itself is not a bad exercise, but what you can do is maybe get a slight increase on that to do what they call over a preacher bench. I think they can call it a Scott curl.
Okay, Scott curl.
And what it does actually locks your arms in position. So your arms are actually starting in a high position. So it's like a triangular sort of bench.
Yes.
And you can pull up from there. You'll actually get a bit more weight and a little bit more stress through your biceps. So
I'm
not saying the barbell curl is a bad one, but maybe there's just something a little bit more you can do.
We're talking about the overrated gym exercises that you may be doing at the moment or may not be. You certainly won't be doing them if you're going to Gregory's because you won't allow them to. Now, the electronic cardio equipment.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, Dixie. When you're running on, say, an electric treadmill, the belt's doing a lot of the work for you.
You're looking at me when you say that.
Yes, I am looking at you directly when I say this one.
Yes.
What's happening? The belt's bringing your legs back, so you're missing out a lot of glute and hamstring movement in doing that. If you were to compare that to, say, running outside or even better still, running on our curve that you've seen, the big treadmill out there, which is as close as to real running you'll ever get, it's you'll actually
burn. And it's not powered either.
No, it's not powered, and that's the whole point. So you're actually burning that extra energy. They say up to you can burn 30% more energy on one of these machines than just running on an electric treadmill.
Right.
Electric treadmills are brilliant to start with if you haven't been doing anything for a while. A really good way to get the body moving, the cardiovascular, so there's a place for them, as there is a place for other exercises like the barbell curl. But yeah, just to step it up a little bit more, if you want to start getting fitter, you wouldn't want to be running on an electric treadmill for an hour. You'd be better off to maybe do a 20-minute run on the curve woodway or out in the real world.
There's a little bit of news you can use this morning from the team at Gregory's Fitness Centre. 435 Main Neerham Road, Druin West on the phone, 5625 2550 and gregoriesfc.com.au. Find a fitter, more productive, more energetic you. The benefit are tenfold when you're fit and you're not struggling for breath or for getting out of your seat at work. If that's you, make a difference. Go down and see the team today.
Yeah, we'll be all there. Plenty of exercises and workouts for you to do.